Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
And
Well, hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. Well, we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, this is a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, 6 a.m. Central Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Well, guys, I know everybody was probably trying to figure out what happened to me. Well, guys, nothing, actually. I took a sabbatical. I decided that I was not going to go on any social media at this time because I needed to get my thoughts together. I need to pray about some legal matters that's getting ready to take place. And, guys, I am just being salad these days. Sometimes it pays you well to really guard your mouth, because King David said the enemy is ever before him, so he must guard his mouth. And so I'm learning how to guard my mouth, shut it down, be quiet, and just let the Most High God work things out. Guys, how are you doing on this beautiful Monday morning? I hope that you all have risen with a praise flowing from your lips and thanking the Most High God that you are alive. Do you know how many people who did not wake up this morning, okay? Because their assignment on this earth was finished, and the Most High God wanted to finish their assignment. So everybody have a time stamp on their life. When we're going to leave this earth? We don't know when we're going to leave this earth. But we want to thank the Most High God for opportunities that he has given us. And we just want to give God praise for all that he is doing and all that he has done. And so I thank him this morning, guys. I have a lot to thank him for, because on Saturday, guys, I received my brand new book called Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties. And in this book, guys, I'm telling you how God healed me from a wounded soul. I was walking around with a wounded soul, and I needed the Most High God to deliver me. And he healed my soul, believe it or not. And so through this book, you're going to read about my heartfelt story of how the Most High God healed me from wounds in my soul, in other words, okay? And so I definitely want, guys, you to go to my website, serveitupnow.com, or you can go to amazon.com, where you can purchase a copy for yourself. I would love for you to go to Amazon and support me by getting your copy today. I promise you it will bless you. In this book, I am being transparent about lies, lust, and deceit. That's right. I was in a net. I was knitted up, tied up. I mean, I was in bondage, guys. And so I think this book, Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties, will be a blessing to you and your family, okay? So definitely, you know, if you don't have anything to do and you want a good read, go ahead and get my book today. Amen? Not only get one little copy, go ahead and get two and three and four and five and give it to your family and your friends. Let them enjoy this book. I tell you, this book, when I look at this book, it kind of makes me a little nervous, guys. I don't know why, but I'm a little nervous. I guess because I'm being transparent in the book. And this book is about my life and how I fell victim to a wounded soul. And so, guys, if you can just get a copy for you and your family, oh, it would be a blessing. Let's try to go ahead and push this material to your family and friends, because it is a good book. I promise you, you will enjoy the pages of the book. Also, beloved, tonight at 5 p.m. Central and 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to have this beautiful queen from North Carolina. Her name is Hassana Smith. And guys, y'all know I love chopping up folk names, so please forgive me, take my mistake for love. But that's a beautiful name, Hassana Smith. I love the way her name is spelled as well as sound, okay? So hopefully I'm saying her name right? But she will correct me tonight once we go live tonight on Serve It Up Now on my YouTube platform channel. Now, she's going to be giving us a powerful testimony, guys. This testimony is going to blow you away. Let me give you a little bit of tea
as to what she will be talking about. Now, she will be talking about 16 years of being sick. And then she also would tell us that she worked as a pharmacy tech at Walmart in Baltimore, Maryland. She also had a mini stroke, battling gallbladder. She had a mass in her breast. She said she has diabetes. She was, I guess, diagnosed in 2009. She was on oxygen therapy. In 2010, she had her first surgery of a hernia that she had. She had some issues with her stomach. She also had a heart attack in 2013. She stated that she had asthma. She has migraine headache, high blood pressure. She was in a car accident and injured her spine. She said, and I believe it is November the 2020, she had fell in a hospital and had her first back surgery. And then she also said that she had three beautiful babies. I call them babies still, 27, 23, and 15. But we're going to be getting down to the nitty-gritty, and we're going to be talking about domestic violence, how her ex-boyfriend tried to kill her by strangling her in 2018, and how she had to fight for her life. Guys, I tell you, just listening to that story, oh my goodness, her testimony. She have a story to give God some glory. You better believe that. And so I wanted to bring her on so she can really share her testimony with us, because I really want to hear more from her. And she will come on this show as well, because I want to have her on my YouTube podcast. And I want to have her here on Blog Talk Radio podcast. And so I really feel that everybody needs to hear this woman's story. This woman of God is on fire for the Most High God. You know, and I spoke briefly with her, and she was on her way to church. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, it's all about the kingdom of the Most High God and having that mindset that we can serve the Most High God. You see what I'm saying? So I'm excited about that, beloved. And I, oh my goodness, I cannot wait for that interview tonight. And I hope, guys, that you tune in to YouTube. Serve It Up Now, okay? If you have not subscribed to our channel, please do so now by clicking that red subscribe button. Click that notification bell so that you will always stay in the know when we upload new video, when we go live on YouTube channel, Serve It Up Now. Also on this channel, if you have not started following us on our podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, all you have to do is sign up with your email or your Facebook page. That's all you have to do, beloved. And you can be a part of this platform as well. Now, if you are a singer, if you write books, if you're a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, a minister, whatever you are and you feel that the Most High God has given you gifts and talents that you would like to share with the world, we here at Serve It Up Now is here to serve that information to the world. Amen. And so we want to be a part of celebrating you. Come on, somebody. We want to stand up when we see the Most High God is doing great things in your life. We really want to be a part of that in your life. Okay? I'm here to celebrate you. That's for sure. And I'm here to serve you. It's free of charge. I'm not charging anybody to come on this platform and share what the Most High God has given them. Amen? Because I know that he has given you gifts and talents that he wants you to share with the world. So with that said, guys, that's something to think about. You know, because a lot of people, guys, they want you to pay them, you know, they're looking for money. And I know it takes money, guys, to really, you know what I'm saying, live in this world and pay for things that you have to pay, because you do have expenses, okay? You do have expenses that you have to pay as well. And I do understand that, beloved, but you don't have to charge for every single thing. Okay, you don't have to charge for every single thing, okay? Some things you can just let, you know, continue to be free, you know, but a lot of people, it's all about money, you know, with people. Really, I'm serious. It's all about money. And so with this show, we're not in it for the money. We're in it to really be a servant to all of our guests. So if you would like to be on the show, please go to our website, serveitupnow.com, fill out that contact information, send it to me, tell me what you would like to be on the show for, what would you like to offer my listening audience, okay? And then I will definitely get back with you, set up a time, schedule a time to talk with you guys so you can be a part of the show. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and talk about who's in charge of your life. Have you ever sit back and ponder and ask yourself, who is really in charge of you? Do you not know that each of us have a time stamp where the Most High God will call us home? Do you not know that? And a lot of people live their life as though they're not going anywhere. They live their life, honey, like they're going to live forever. And so they find themselves mistreating each other. They find themselves talking down against each other or trying to scandalize people's name or try to hurt them and say all kind of evil things about the person. But do you not know you have to love them before you leave this earth? You will have to forgive them before you leave this earth, because the Most High God requires that we forgive each other. The Most High God requires that we love each other for real. I'm not talking about that play love. You smile with me today and you cut me up tomorrow. I'm talking about showing up loving each other for real. And this is what the Most High God wants us to do, is to love each other. Amen? And we are to grow in the Most High God, meaning our mind must be renewed with the Word of God. In order for us to love our sisters and our brothers, we're going to have to begin to spend time with the Most High God. And the more time that you spend with God, He will renew your mind and He will teach you how to love your sisters and your brothers, even forgive your enemies. Amen? That's what the Most High God will do. He will teach you how to love them. Amen? Because you have a lot of people, beloved. They're just out to get you, you know what I'm saying, to come up against you and do all kind of things to you. Amen? But you got to understand, beloved, you have to even pray for your enemies. And that's showing the love that you have, because the only way that I know that you are Jesus Christ Yeshua's disciple is through your love walk. And love, true love, okay, will cause you to forgive those who have hurt you or used you or said all kind of things about you that's not true. You have to realize, beloved, that the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 says, "But I tell you, love your enemies." Oh, my goodness. Can y'all imagine in that? You have an enemy that don't like your guts, that dislike you, anything you do, what you say. They became your enemy. They hate you. Some people don't even know why they hate you. But can you see here, Jesus Christ Yeshua is telling people to love their enemies. And then he said, pray for those who persecute you. Can you imagine you got to get on your knees and pray for that person who done did you all kind of way, who mishandled you, who mishandled your anointing? You got to still pray for people who persecute you. Amen? He said, but I say to you, love your enemies and bless the one who curses you. Can you, oh my goodness, can you, guys, I mean, come on now, come on, surely I'm reading this wrong, right? No, I'm reading it right, because that's what love is all about. When you do this, beloved, you are demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And the first fruit of that Spirit is talking about love. That's right. It's talking about love. Galatians chapter 5 and 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Amen? The first one is love. And so you can tie that scripture in with Matthew chapter 5, 44 says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Amen? Glory be to God. Can you imagine that? You got to fall on your knees, go before the Most High God. You got to pray for those who persecute you, who mishandled you, who selfishly sought to destroy your character. You got to show love for one another. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you also must love one another. Amen? Acts chapter 7, verses 60 says, falling on his knees, he cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold the sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Y'all remember when Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was hanging on the cross and he told them, Father God, forgive them for they know not what they do. Y'all remember that? Romans 12:20, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. God, you have to love your enemies. This is what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, said. He said, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which spitefully use you and persecute you. I know sometimes, beloved, folks done some dirty stuff to you, and you like, man, I can't love them. I can't show them grace. I can't show you them. I can't forgive them. But yes, you can. If you say you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. The Bible said, how could you say you love God, whom you've never seen, and hate your brother, who you see every day? The Bible calls you a liar, beloved. The Bible said you are a liar. Amen. And so love is very important because this is the only way that we or you can identify someone as Jesus Christ, Yeshua's disciples. That's right. Because he teaches you how to love. He came to demonstrate the Father's love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That lets me know that he demonstrates his love towards us. When we was in a mess, he sent his best, which was Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to do what? To be the sacrificial lamb. And you have to understand that, beloved. He sent his son because he loved us just that much. Amen? And we're not saved by our works, so don't get it twisted. We're saved by grace. Amen? You can never earn it. Go out here and work your fingers to the bone just to earn salvation. No, salvation was freely given to us. And how did God give it to us? Through his son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Anyone believeth on him shall have eternal life. Amen? Amen. But we have to find ourselves operating under the fruit of the Spirit. And the first one was spoken about before joy and peace. And long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance. It was love that was spoken first. Amen? Amen. Those are the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? And there are nine of them. Amen? That we all have to ponder upon and really ask the Most High God to open our understanding so that we can understand what the Word of God is saying to us as God's children. Amen. And so, beloved, when we walk around and we say we hate our sisters and our brothers, then the love of God is not in you. You have to check yourself and let the Most High God shine a light on your love walk through the Holy Ghost. Amen? These are things you must do for yourself. And so when you walk by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will become aware of the influence of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Your life will begin to shape and line up with the Word of God and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so then you will want more of God and less of you. A lot of times we got too much of us in the way that we can't see what God is doing in our life. We want to walk around with the victim mentality spirit, not realizing that the Holy Ghost is teaching us how to walk a prosperous, blessed life before the Most High God and to continue to walk in righteousness because we're the righteousness of God. Amen? And the just shall live by faith. But the only thing that I see, beloved, is that we need to find out who is really in charge of our soul, spirit, and our body. Who is controlling our mind? Are we always looking back in the past where we can't function in our now or our future? Amen? We need to take Romans chapter 12 and 2 where it talks about how the Most High God will renew our mind through his word. Amen? That's the only way, beloved, that we could be productive in life is if we allow the Most High God to renew our mind and stop walking around defeated, broke, busted, and disgusted. Stop allowing people to talk about who they think you are, and they don't even know who you are. Stop allowing people to make you feel a certain way and make you think that you're wrong when they need to check themselves and stop trying to control you. See, that's what's wrong with the world today. They want to control what people can say, who people can be, what people can and cannot say. They don't realize the same God that you got the answer to, they're going to answer to too. Amen? Amen. Our job as servants of the Most High God is to love each other and teach each other truth. Amen? We don't need to water down the word or sugarcoat the word to make it feel good because the word sometimes cuts the flesh and it makes the flesh become uncomfortable. And so when you become uncomfortable, now you know the Holy Ghost is really operating in your life and he's really working on your life. This is what we must understand, beloved, is that the Most High God wants us healed. He wants us healed today. Amen? And the only way that you can be healed is that you got to examine your tree. Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, a tree is known by its fruit. And I need to ask you today, beloved, which fruits are growing on your tree? Do you have the fruit of the Spirit or do you have the fruit of the flesh? And if you're living by the fruits of the flesh, you are tore up from the floor up and you are in need of a Savior, beloved. You are in need of the Savior. Amen? Amen. Because I tell you what, if you're living by the fruit of the flesh and not the fruit of the Spirit, guess what, beloved? You need to go before the Most High God and talk to him because the fruit of the flesh is a mess. Amen? It is. It is. And so you got to go back before God and say, God, I need you. I need you. Amen? I need you. Amen? You have to go back and ask the Most High God. Amen? Because there's other fruits other than 9 fruits. You got 12 fruits. So you're going to have to ask the Most High God to really show you, you. When we get real with ourselves and ask God to show us, then we're able to walk in righteousness, the righteousness of God. Amen? We're able to allow the Most High God to do what he wants to do in our life and give us that prosperous, blessed life that we so desire to have. You can have all the money in the world, but it will not make you happy. You will still have a void, and you will be searching for that void to be filled. Amen. But it's not until you seek the Most High God and lay your fleshly desires, your lustful desires before the Most High God and allow him to come and allow him to love on you and show you the right way, the way that you should go. Amen? The Bible said a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. He wants to order your footsteps on the path of righteousness, but you have to let him do so, beloved. Amen? You have to let him do that. Amen. And so if you are possessing the wrong corrupt fruits on your tree, beloved, that is an evil fruit, then there's no good thing in the flesh, the Bible says. And the Bible also tells you that after lust is finished with you, beloved, it's going to destroy you. Amen? See, a lot of times when people hear the word of God, that's the reason why they water down the word, because they don't want to hear truth. They want to control you with a lie. They want you to swallow a lie. They want to continue to rock you to sleep with a lie. And so you find yourself walking and living out false visions, false dreams, false lies. You begin to pretend and become somebody that God never created you to be. And so now you get yourself in trouble. And then you get mad with other people for where you at. But you need to ask God to deliver you from your past, deliver you from past hurts. Amen? And truly empower you to be all that he called you to be. Amen? Glory be to God. I hope I'm helping somebody today. Amen? Because it's truly, I would say, vital to our spiritual life as well as our physical life that we examine the fruits. And I think Paul lists 9 specific fruits there. Okay, we need to examine those fruits. Amen? Amen. Because Paul did list, I would say 9 of them, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is the work and result of the Holy Spirit in our life. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. I hope I'm helping somebody today. I'm hoping that I help someone today. Agape is perfect love that only God can give. Amen. 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 John 15:9-11 says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Amen. Amen. Then James 1:1-2 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces I'm getting tongue-tied, God, look here, y'all. I'm getting so tongue-tied because I'm so excited about the word today that I am getting so tongue-tied. Guys, y'all have to please forgive me because my tongue is I'm getting tongue-tied today. Okay. So, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. persistent in doing something despite difficulties or delay in achieving success. Okay? Perseverance. That's what I meant to say. Perseverance. Okay. So I got it out, y'all. I was like, and that's how I do sometimes. I get so tongue-tied. I kid you not, guys. And so Romans 8:6, and I'm going to sum it up. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. Okay? So the fruit of the Holy Spirit is seen in the peace that comes even when our circumstances are far, from our understanding, I guess. And Jesus encouraged his followers. In the book of John, chapter 16:33, he said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. So with that said, beloved, I got to go. Thank y'all so much for tuning in this morning to have a little chit-chat, guys. I love coming in the morning chit-chatting. I'm so happy to be back, guys. So tune in the morning at 6 a.m., guys. We're going to have another discussion. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I do know I want you to tune in with me tonight. Don't forget, we're going to have my lovely sister, beautiful friend I met on Twitter. From Twitter. She's from North Carolina, and she's going to be coming and sharing her story. So, guys, go ahead and tune in because I can't wait. Oh, my goodness, I cannot wait. We're going to have a blessed time in the Most High God, so tune in this afternoon, okay? So with that said, guys, stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Name.